Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something seeks to celebrate the craft of live storytelling. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories told live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on May 29th, 2012 at the Top Hat and features 9 storytellers telling a story based upon the theme, I Got Lucky. This week's story comes to us from Katie Oley and is titled Lucky on Mount Cameroon. Thank you for listening.
Hello. So, I'm 17. Not really. But I'm 17 and I'm living in West Africa, in Cameroon. And it's my senior year of high school. And every year, our school provides a trip to climb Mount Cameroon, which is this 13,000-foot beast in the country. You have to pass this physical exam. You have to be fit, and it's really intense. The physical exam itself was running 3 to 5 miles in about 30 minutes, and I hate running more than anything in the world, so much that when I wanted to play soccer, I decided to be goalie so I wouldn't have to run at all. So when I had to do this, I finished it by a hair of like 29 minutes and thankfully made it to get to go on this trip. So January rolls around and it's time to go on this trip with about 25 students and 10 adults. The base of this mountain when we start is just fields, farms, and cornfields everywhere. And it's like, all right, whatever, this is going to be fine. I can do this. And we're hiking up and it's hot. Sweaty, and then bam, you're like in the middle of the rainforest jungle, and you're surrounded by these canopies of trees that no sunlight can make it in, and you're just, it's like being in a sauna, and you're sweating, and you're slapping yourself all over because you're just being bit to death by giant mosquitoes, but it's awesome because you're climbing a mountain, and we're trudging our way up, and working our way up, and we finally hit the first hut. And the first hut is our first rest after like 3 hours of hiking. And there's campers and hikers from all over the world and etchings and in every part of the building from people who have been there before us. And we have like a 30-minute rest. And so we take our rest and we sign our names, ASOY, at the American School of Yaoundé, and make our mark on this place. So we continue further up into the rainforest and we're hiking higher and higher, and the trees start to fade and the world starts to fizzle away, and it's suddenly just this cloudy haze world. You can't see 50 feet in front of you, and there's barely any grass anymore anywhere. It's just dead rock because this Mount Cameroon is a volcano, and this is where like the lava flow ended, and everything is starting to regrow here, and it's just like it's a dead zone. It's so quiet. You can't hear anything, and everyone's just trudging along in their own thoughts. It's just amazing. Once you're up and you're walking and you're out of the clouds, it's this world of rock and desert and high cliffs that are daunting and scary. And you're like, great, I get to walk over that in the morning. Awesome. But in this rocky, deserty hell involved Hut 2, which is where we got to sleep for the night. Hut 2 was this just building with slabs high about 3 feet off the ground because you didn't want the rats to climb into your tents at night or your sleeping bags. But this, we were told that it never rains because you're above the clouds and it's going to be perfect weather every night that they have here. So why would we sleep in the shack? We're going to sleep outside, of course. So we sleep outside and we get our tent and everything's wonderful and we fall asleep. And then we're woken up by the worst storm I've ever experienced in my entire life. Our tent is flooded. Everyone's tents are knocked over. Every wind is blowing. The rain is thrashing everywhere. And we have to rebuild everything and put it together with rocks. And you're sleeping on rocks. And it's hard and horrible. And you've been walking all day. But the morning comes. And we eat our, recommended by our army friend, MREs, meal ready to eat. These like packages of tuna and mac and cheese and a brownie and good protein nuts and bars, but at the high altitude that we're at, they don't cook properly. So we get to eat, like, mushy dog food. That's okay. Because we're climbing a mountain, and it's such a cool experience that it doesn't really matter. So it's the next morning, day two, and I want nothing to do with climbing any more of this mountain. My legs want to fall off. I feel horrible. I haven't slept at all. But this is the first year that every student is going to try and make it up to the top because no one has ever done that with the full group. So we do it. We get up and we go. So we're climbing up these rock cliffs. We're getting over to the top of them, and the terrain changes completely again. Like, it becomes these rolling green hills and, like, vast valleys. And the wind is blowing so strong that my professor could hold himself over the cliff, or not really a cliff, but, you know, an edge, and the wind would hold his body up. In contrast, we had some very petite people in our group that the wind was so strong we had to hold them down so that they wouldn't get blown away. It was so cold up there, too. It was the weirdest, and it contained Hut 3. And I remember in Hut 3, everyone's just packed in this tiny room, bundled up to be so warm, and we're all eating tuna out of a can and trying to stay warm and getting the gall to make it to the top of this mountain because it's just over that hill and we're so close. So we leave and we're walking and it's just the green valleys and it's beautiful. You can't keep your eyes open for more than a second because of the wind and the dust, but we make it to the top, which is this like tiny mound of dirt with a little plaque, and it's just like, congratulations, you've made it to the top of this mountain, and you can't keep your eyes open, but you're here. We all pile on the mound, all 25 of us, and we're like, taking the picture. It's amazing. And that was that. We were there for about 5 minutes because she didn't want to stay up there because she couldn't see or breathe or anything. The way down was quick and fast because we hadn't showered and we wanted nothing more than to go to the end of this trip, which held the beach at the end of it. But on the way down, I lost a few close things to me. I lost 8 out of 10 toenails on this trip. Because of the pressure of walking down nicely pushes your nails back into your toes. And then they, you know, don't like that very much and gradually fell off. But it was okay. I accepted it. It was a treat. It was just every time I'd look down and like study my feet, I'd just remember, yeah, you made it to the top of that mountain. You take a rest. Go for it. And yeah, it was the most amazing experience and most accomplished thing I've ever done in my life. And I thank you for listening to my story.
Tell Us Something is brought to you by the bookstore at the University of Montana and the Top Hat Lounge. Tell Us Something would like to thank the bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, staff, and faculty of the University of Montana, as well as the general Missoula community. More at montanabookstore.com. The Top Hat Lounge, regularly bringing Missoula great live music. More at tophatmissoula.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. More at factandfictionbooks.com. Garage Tees, screen printing, t-shirts, and more. Montana is for badasses. Find them at garagetees.com. Josh Quick, illustration and design. More at quickjosh.com. Rock and Rudy's, your source for funky gifts, cards, and music. Rock and Rudy's, great people, great music. More at rockandrudys.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. They have new music up on their site. Find them at cashforjunkersmusic.com. The next Tell Us Something is scheduled for October 9th at the Top Hat. The theme is forgiveness. Find us on twitter.com/PSSTTELLUS. Twitter.com/tellus. And at Facebook at facebook.com/tellussomething and at tellussomething.org. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours?